So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek regarding Isha Shenisses al pi Eid Echad, Ve'ach Kach Bo Baila. A woman who remarried based on the testimony of an Eid Echad that her husband died, and he subsequently returned. Since she was not Daiko Mintzava, meticulous to confirm his death, she is subject to a Knas, a penalty of Teitze Mizeo Mizeh. She must leave both men. In addition, the Mishnah states, Ein la ksuba v'loi peris, v'loi mezainis, v'loi belois. She does not receive her ksuba and other benefits such as the profits of her nechse melug, support, and the remnants of her clothing, loy al zeh v'loy al zeh, not from her first husband and not from her second husband. The Gemara explains, Tekinu l'rabbanan ksuba, k'dei sh'loi te kalaba in v'loi tzia. A woman initially receives a ksuba to make it difficult for the husband to divorce her. Ha, tehe kalaba in v'loi tzia. However, since this woman must be divorced, she has no ksuba. She also loses her other benefits because tanai ksuba ki ksuba dami. The addendum to the ksuba is treated like the ksuba. V'hem not la mizeh o mizeh tachzer. Even if she already collected these benefits, she must return them. Mishnah continues, Havlad mamzer mizeh o mizeh. A child born from the second husband or from the first husband after his return are both considered mamzer. To explain this ruling of the Mishnah, the Gemara introduces the sugya of Pesdin Masdin Lakar Davim in Atar. Regarding Truma, Tanan Hasam, Ein Termin Min HaTame Al Atar. If someone has a basket of Tame fruits and a basket of Tahar fruits, he may not separate Truma from the Tame fruits for the Tahar fruits. Vim Tarm, and if he did separate, Bishagig Trumase Truma, if the Afrasha was done Bishagig unintentionally, it is effective. The Paris Tame become Truma and the Shirayim become Chulin, permitted to eat. B'mezid la'asav le'klum. If the Afrasha was done b'mezid intentionally, it is not effective, and the Paris Tahar may not be eaten until he does another Hafrasha. Gemara explains that Midday writes to Truma Mal Yase. Although one should not be Mafresh min Tame ala Tahar, one should not separate Truma from Tame fruits for Tahar fruits, but if he did, it is effective Midday Raisa. Kid Rabbi Loi, as Rabbi Loi taught. If someone separates inferior fruits for superior fruits, it is effective because the pasuk states, you will not transgress when performing hafrasha from superior fruits, which implies that there is a transgression for one who performs hafrasha from inferior fruits. If the hafrasha is not effective, then there is no transgression. Therefore, b'shegi trumasi truma, as is the halacha midaraisa. The mezid loyasav leklum. This is only midrabanan to penalize the mezid in order to discourage this practice. However, there is a machlekes in the extent of the knas. Reb Nosson Rebbeisha explains loyasav leklum l'saket es hashirayim. It's only not effective to release the shirayim, the tahar fruits from the isra tevel to be eaten, but the tamei fruit is considered truma and is permitted to the kohen for kindling. As most gzeres drabanan, this is a gzeres drabanan which creates only a chumra, a stringency. The truma remains truma as is the halacha midaraisa, but the chacham imposed a chumra that he may not eat the rest until he separates truma again. However, Rav Chisda disagrees and says loy also v'loy klum kol ikar. It is not effective at all. Even the tamei fruit of the hafrasha returns to its original status of tevel, because iamre truma have zimnin de pasha v'loy mafresh. If it will be considered truma, he will be lax in performing a second hafrasha on the shirayim. Amalei Rabbi Rav Chisda. Rabbi asked Rav Chisda, "Ledidachta amret loy asav loy klum kol iker." According to your opinion, that the hafrasha is not effective at all midrabanan. Because of Exera, V'chibazdin Masn Lakar Davim Atayra, how can the Rabbanan uproot a deraisa by saying the Hafrasha is not effective? This is Exera Rabbanan, which creates a Kula by removing the Kedusha's Truma. Rav Chisda cites our Mishnah, where it seems that the Chacham have the Koyach Lakar Davim Atayra, V'atnan, Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh. The children of both husbands are considered Mamzer. Bishle Misheni Mamzer, a child of the second husband is certainly a Mamzer because she was an Eshes Ish. Elamirishin Amai, Ishtoihi V'Yisrael Ma'al Yehu. But a child from the first husband after he returns is not a Mamzer because she is his wife. V'Kasharina Lebe Mamzeres, since we declare him a Mamzer Midrabanan, he will marry a Mamzeres. However, Midrei Raisa, he is not a Mamzer, and therefore forbidden to marry Mamzeres. We see that Bezdin Masna Lakar Davim in Atayra. Rabbi responded, Hacher Amr Shmuel, Asa b'mamzeres, indeed, since he is only a mamzer b'drabanan, he is prohibited to marry a mamzeres. V'karalei mamzer lo oisr b'vas Yisrael. He's considered a mamzer only in that he is also prohibited to marry a bas Yisrael. The Gemara again seeks to find the source that Bezdin Masnan Lakudav Menatayra, and cites a braisa which discusses the marriage of a minor, a Yisayma, which is only Midrabanan. Therefore, she can always terminate the marriage with Miyun. Me'emas Adam Yerish as Ishta Gitana. From which point is she considered married that if she dies, her husband inherits her assets? B'shamay Aymrim, Mishutamid Bekemasa V'tikanes L'chupa. B'shamay say only when she becomes a Gedayla and performs Chupa. B'shila Aymrim, Mishutikanes L'chupa. B'shila say that although she was not a Gedayla, it is sufficient if she performs Chupa. Rabbi Eliezer Aymrim, Mishutagdil V'tiboy. Rabbi Eliezer says only when she becomes a Gedayla and performs Bia. From this point, Yarsha, he receives a Yerusha, Umitamala, if he is a Kain, he is permitted to be Metamatar, Vaychelis Begina Truma, and she is eligible for Truma through her husband. The Gemara says, according to Beis Hill, that she is not a Gedayla, Vahacha Midairaisa Vu Yarisla, although Midairaisa, our family inherits the Yerusha, Umidraban Bal Yarisla, however, the Rabbanan initiated that her husband inherits the Yerusha of Ishta Ketana. Here we see that Bezdin Masnan Lakar Davim in Atayra. The other two halachas also seem to show Bezdin Masnan Lakar Davim in Atayra. However, the Gemara rejects this proof because Yerusha is based on Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The Rabbanan have complete control of all property. Umitamala is because Misham Nahavala Meis Mitzvah. She's considered a Meis Mitzvah, one who has no relatives, although she does have relatives. Kivin de Layarti law, Karya v'loy Anula. Since they don't inherit her, they will not want to be involved in her burial. Therefore, she's considered a Meis Mitzvah. Vaychelis beginning Bitruma is actually only Bitruma Drabanan. She only eats fruits that require Truma Drabanan. This discussion of whether Bezdin Masnan Lakar v'dav Menatayra continues in the next daf.